At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time. After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Well, hello there and happy Monday. It's Hancock and Kelly. If you're disappointed that you're not hearing Cardinal baseball right now, no worries. There'll be a doubleheader tomorrow.
There'll be so much of it, we won't be able to take it all in tomorrow. First game's at, what, 2 o'clock tomorrow? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be a traditional doubleheader. So, 2 9-inning games. They're going to have probably a 30-minute intermission between
games. Not empty out the ballpark.
Right. And so it's going to be an old-time doubleheader. I used to go to those as a kid on Sundays. I loved them.
Yeah.
And they'd be, the games would be over by 6, 7 o'clock at night, and they'd start at 12:30 or whatever. Those were the best.
Really? Yeah. That's back when baseball went a little bit quicker than it does now.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a doubleheader against the Dodgers one night. The game didn't get over. It was here. And it was a twilight doubleheader, so it started at 5:30. The second game went, I can't remember. We had a rain delay,
right?
And then the game went like 12 innings, and it was
and
almost
1
o'clock. No, of course
John
not.
John Hancock's never going to leave.
Not then.
Good for you, brother. Yeah, how old do you think you were
for that one? I was probably 17 or 18. I was, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, you could have gone all night.
About
20 years after that, you could have gone all night too with a little liquid courage.
But now. I'd be lucky to stay awake through this program.
Did you stay up for last night's game?
I did.
How awesome was that?
Yeah, and I had it on, but we had the grandbaby over.
Right. Oh.
So her first visit to Yaya and Papa's house.
First of all, how was that as a grandparent to have the baby? Were you babysitting, or was the whole family
No,
there?
We're babysitting next weekend.
So the
kids were over. My father-in-law came over. It was fun.
So let's talk about being the babysitter, and then we'll go back to what you did last night. But you realize that next week, your little princess is going to show up at your house with a baby.
Yeah.
And is going to drop off about 300 pounds of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? There'll be a bag for this. There'll be special food for that.
Yeah.
This is her blanket she lays on. This is the machine she needs to do this, and blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to talk you through how to feed a baby, how to properly change a diaper.
I fed her. I changed her diaper.
Yeah. But you know this is going to happen,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's going to happen.
Yeah. I always thought it was hysterical when the babies were dropped off to my folks' house and the girls were all sitting there telling some people who've had six of us,
yeah, right,
you know, how they need to take care of these kids. So, but last night you had the baby there. You were, what, playing Pictionary?
We played Scattergories.
What is that?
It's a great game. You get a card, and then you roll a letter cube, and all the answers have to start with whatever letter pops up. And
nice.
So it's fun.
So Scattergories. We had Scattergories on the ball field last night.
That was something else.
So, first of all, Yachty hit a home run, a monster, where they broke the record yesterday of most wins together of a battery.
Yep.
They're still chasing.
Whose record did they break, Michael? Let's see if you know the answer to that.
I have no clue.
A great left-hander for the Milwaukee Braves back in the day, Warren Spahn and Del Crandall. Who went on to be a big league manager as well. Great catcher, Del Crandall. And Warren Spahn, one of the all-time 300-game winner, one of the all-time greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball history. Yachty and Waino have broken that record.
And should everyone stay healthy, fingers crossed, they will break the all-time just starts of games together,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Waino missed one turn. So as long as, if everybody's health holds out, I think they needed 22 starts, something like that, going into the season. And they'll get those. And Waino looked good.
Waino looked solid last night. He got run support. Yachty gets in there and hits a McGuire-esque home run.
That relief pitcher we had was not very good.
Who are you talking about?
In the ninth inning, that guy.
Pujols.
The veteran. Oh, yeah.
It was Albert Pujols. How awesome was that? Apparently, it was his idea.
Yeah.
Apparently, he went to Ollie Marmol and said, hey, why don't you just let me pitch a ninth? Let's not get somebody up.
And he also entered a unique club with that relief appearance last night.
He and what, Babe Ruth?
Yes.
People over 600 home runs
who have pitched in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's I wonder if there'll be anybody who ever joins that however you
Shohei Ohtani. Good.
He has a potential.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, as it related to Albert pitching last night, I don't know if you saw it and I was so entertaining that I don't necessarily remember the order in which it went down, but
yeah.
Eva Longoria, am I saying his name right?
Evan Longoria
yeah. Slaps a ball out into the outfield, gets to first base. They throw the ball in. Albert's holding the ball. And all of a sudden, Evan is yelling from first base. He says, Albert, Albert. And Albert looks over at him. He says, I want to keep that ball.
Yeah.
And so they threw the ball into the dugout. And who wouldn't want? I mean, if you got a hit off of Albert Pujols, I'd want that ball.
Well, he gave up two home runs, too.
Yeah, you don't get those balls back.
No, four runs in the ninth inning. Cardinals win it 15-6 last night. It was an offensive explosion. I'll tell you, Goldschmidt and Arenado, buddy, I mean, they're just off the charts right now.
Well, Goldschmidt in particular, but Arenado's just such a stud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just his saunter to the plate. Every time he gets up there, I'm convinced he can do anything.
And let me tell you, this Juan Yepes, who's been spelling Tyler O'Neill, who's really struggling, Juan Yepes has been just incredible. And he had such a rough spring training. You know, there was a lot of talk. The Cardinals brought him up for the playoffs last year. He didn't get in a game. But a lot of people thought he was going to make the team out of spring. He had a rough spring, so they sent him down. But, man, since he's been up, he has been nothing but excellent.
Well,
he kind of looks like Albert Pujols when he stands up at the plate, I think.
Yeah, and we also have the situation, who's the big thoroughbred we have down? Is he in Springfield or in Memphis?
Nolan Gorman. Yep, he's tearing it up. Still striking out a lot.
What positions he play?
He's playing second base. He's a natural third baseman, but that's not happening here.
Right.
And... You know, the problem with calling him up is, A, he strikes out a lot. B, if you move Edmund to shortstop and put Nolan Gorman at second base, you're going to weaken your defense up the middle for a team that really doesn't have a lot of strikeout pitchers. So that defense up the middle is very important. And I think there's a lot of reasons. And they don't want to bring him up unless they're going to play him every day. And they don't want to bring him up to be a designated hitter. So, you know, remains to be seen. They may end up having to move him. To fill a hole somewhere.
Wow. Well, it's a surprise show for Hancock and Kelly on a Monday night when the Cardinals return tomorrow with a doubleheader. You'll be able to hear all the pregame and both games right here on KMOX. But while you have a surprise that it's Hancock and Kelly, it's no surprise that John Hancock Jr., our sports insider, will join us next on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Welcome back to the Mighty Mox. It's Hancock and Kelly. Hey, one of us will be in studio tomorrow about, 12 hours from right now. That's none other than John Hancock.
That would be me.
You're sitting in there with Amy Markscorse tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned something because I had forgotten about that. Yeah. I was thinking about I got a bunch of stuff I got to get done tomorrow, but that's not important.
I will be with Amy on Wednesday.
And Thursday
I'll be with Amy. Tune in. And then, of course, you have Hancock and Kelly, our regular gig on Friday, 8:30 to 11. And our regular joins us right now, the Sports Insider, John Hancock Jr. How are you, sir?
Hey, now I'm doing great. How are you all?
Fine. How's that weather up there, brother?
Not too bad. It's cooled down a bit this week, but, you know, it's not too bad here in the Windy City.
Michael and I had occasion to be in Chicago, a difficult situation, but we were both there, and we went over to Gibson's there. What'd you call that? The Viagra Triangle? Is that what you call
that? Yeah, I don't know that you needed to tell the whole world I call it that. But yeah, the Viagra Triangle, which is right there at State and Rush Street.
Yeah.
Which is essentially, it's a bunch of old guys with money.
Yeah.
You know, sitting around looking at young girls.
So we went over.
It's kind of like, imagine Bar Napoli and Clayton stretched over a few blocks.
There you go.
So we met up with John Hancock from Chicago. And what'd you end up having for lunch that day?
I had a burger. People don't want to hear about what I had for lunch. Have you guys been watching these NBA playoffs?
Unbelievable. Lots of game sevens taking place. Now, I guess the conference finals are upon us.
Yeah, a couple game sevens last night. And how about this? So the ratings are up 23% from last year, 29% from 2019, and there's no LeBron James. So the NBA, it's growing league, and people worried about post-LeBron, how would it be in terms of popularity? Game's never been better.
Well, he's not going away, but I can tell you right now, I've been tracking the NBA playoffs. I've probably caught, 25-30% of the games, which is a lot for me at the beginning of the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people just start tuning in now once we get down to the Final Four.
So is basketball as intense in the postseason in the same way that hockey is, where everybody's game is elevated, all of the tension is heightened, there's a lot of passion and conflict on the floor? Is it similar like that in basketball?
So Game 7 definitely has the same intensity throughout, but in a non-elimination game, I would say you're not on the edge of your seat like you are in hockey. Obviously, goals are much rarer in hockey. So the first period feels much more intense in a hockey game than the first quarter does.
Yeah, the games last night weren't very competitive, though, those game sevens.
No, it was Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic taking their teams to victory.
Yeah, and how about Jason Tatum? The Celtics, they're in the conference final.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And Olson, I haven't tracked them of late. Is this one of the farthest runs they've had in a while?
So this is actually Tatum's third time in 5 years going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't gotten the win yet, but you know he's gotten better and better every year. And they have a very winnable series against the Heat. The first time he made it up as a rookie, they were against LeBron when he was in Cleveland. Still took him 7 games, but you know, I like Tatum's odds and the Celtics' odds to win the East and head to the finals.
So you're picking the Celtics over the Heat in the East. In the West, you got the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. Golden State's a team that I think has surprised some people in this playoff run.
Absolutely. A lot of people haven't been paying attention and thought, oh, they're past their prime. They're washed up. They still have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. They got Jordan Poole. They drafted him in 19. He's really coming to his own this year. A lot of people picked them to win the West heading into the playoffs, and I don't see any reason to go against them now.
So you're taking who's that you're taking?
I'm taking the Warriors and Celtics in the championship. However, the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and you guys are going to think I'm blasphemous for saying this, is putting up the most Jordan-esque playoff run we have seen since Michael Jeffrey Jordan with the Dallas Mavericks. If Spencer Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson can step up, I don't count those Mavericks out.
Spencer Dinwiddie? You'd think with all that money, he could change his name or something. You know?
He dropped 30 points out of nowhere yesterday, and him and Doncic were the first duo to drop 30 in a Game 7 since Shaq and Kobe.
So wow. I'm going to go out on a limb. Now, this Doncic fellow, he's not from around here, is he?
No, he's a Slovenian.
Oh, wow. He's got to be the greatest Slovenian basketball player in history.
Well, they've always had typically good teams there.
Yeah, but he's got to be the greatest Slovenian basketball player in history.
They have. And how about this? So in his first 23 playoff games, he has more points, rebounds, and assists than LeBron James did in his first 23. And he's got more rebounds and assists than Jordan and only three less points.
All right. Let's just deal with this right now. For a second there, I was beginning to think that LeBron James is becoming your Baker Mayfield of the NBA. Because it seems like you're making a hypothesis that LeBron's done and it's over with.
Yeah, he's not done. He's not over with. He's just getting old. And you can't compare him to Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's done more in half a season than Baker could ever dream to aspire in a career. but LeBron, you know, he's got a – I don't think the Lakers are going to be able to put a team around him with him and Westbrook commanding their salaries. He's just old, needs more rest. But the fact that he's still playing is the level he is at 37 is honestly incredible. He treats his body like a temple, and you can tell.
So then the second bone I'd like to pick with you is Luka Doncic. He's an incredible ball player. But you're giving him Jordan-esque praise. I don't know that you fully grasp how big of an accolade that is that you're handing out there. Michael Jordan, LeBron James doesn't hold a candle to Michael Jordan. I can promise you this guy doesn't.
Well, I'm not saying he holds a candle to Michael Jordan, but this performance is the best we have seen, dare I say, since.
And numbers don't lie. I mean, he's putting the numbers up, and it's not a particularly small sample size either, because our good friend Luca, whatever his last name is he's been in the league now for a few years.
He has, and this is the first year he's made it past the first round. You might be tempted to say, "Oh, small sample size. He hasn't played anyone." He played the Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard those first 2 years.
How about the St. Louis and Jason Tatum? That's a guy that I've got my eye on. He had a great game last night.
He did, coming off the 46 points in Game 6 where he put the team on his back. And the thing with Tatum is he makes his teammates around him better. Grant Williams, he struggled shooting earlier, ended up with a career-high 27 points because Tatum kept working to get him the ball.
Well, we will be keeping our eyes peeled to see the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics hook up in the NBA Finals. That's what John Hancock has predicted right here on The Voice of St. Louis. So you keeping up with the Cardinals much?
I am. I saw Albert Pujols made a mound appearance last night.
Yeah, two dingers. He's got a 36 ERA, but that's okay.
Yeah,
he's going to the Hall of Fame. And so is Yadi Molina, man. His home run last night was a monster. His bat is starting to heat up.
Yeah, let's hope he keeps it going. It was a tough start, but you know, I hope Yadi still has some pep in his step and can keep performing. We need some of the veterans to step up on this lineup.
Well, he's got a stolen base to his credit already this year, so he's got a little pep in that step. And Adam Wainwright, he had a couple of rough outings earlier in the season, but his last couple have just been superb, and he was on again last night. This is a guy, he's 4-3 now. He has a legitimate shot at 200 wins for his career. I would have never thought I would see that happen. You think he gets to 200?
You know, he's got a shot, but honestly, I am stunned that he's still putting up the performances he is. I thought he was done a couple years back. He's come out, he's proved me wrong every season since then, still finds out a way to get there and get it done. I saw him in Yadi just, didn't they just break the record for most starts by a battery?
Not starts yet. It's most games won. So not necessarily that Wainwright's gotten the win, but they've won more games where the two of them have started than any battery mates in baseball history, surpassing Warren Spahn and Dale Crandall, two players that, they're before your time.
I've heard of Spahn.
Yeah, of course. That was the old, for the Braves back in the day, you know what their slogan was?
What?
They had Warren Spahn and Johnny Sane, their two best pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
And their slogan was Spahn, Sane, and pray for rain. That's what they did. They won the World Series in 1957, did those guys, and Hank Aaron was the MVP of baseball that year.
When did you start, processing baseball stats in your brain like, you know, some people would do for tasks they do in their regular lives?
Well, you know
some stuff.
I do know some stuff.
Junior, are you one of these encyclopedia guys that can throw out stats too?
Not quite to the level of senior, but you know, I have my moments.
He does have his moments. We'll do quiz each other sometimes, and he's pretty good. He knows his stuff. Well, you got to get him in his sweet spot in the early 2000s forward.
Right.
But, you know, but still, he's pretty good.
How many home runs did Ken Griffey Jr. hit?
600. And hold on, give me a minute. Ken Griffey Jr. hit 600. I want to say 630.
I think that's right. I'm looking it up.
Oh, yeah.
The number 630.
Hey,
you know that?
Yeah,
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
That's impressive.
And I will say this: once he said it, it sounded right. I have seen that.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, boy, what? So, what would you guys do at nighttime? Just sit around and quiz each other?
We'll like, yeah. Oh, it's a barrel of monkeys.
Yeah, it's a blast bonding over the mid 2000s Chicago Cubs with Aesop Choi, Soriano.
I guess it makes me feel better about the fact that I'm relegated to playing snooker with him, because I wouldn't remember who hit how many home runs. How many's Albert got right now?
He's got 681, I think.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's our weekly visit.
682, I think.
Well, is that the conclusion of our weekly visit?
I think it is, because we got to move along. John Hancock has been our guest, as he is on these Monday nights when we are fortunate enough to be with all of you, and there is no Cardinal baseball. John, have yourself a good evening. Thanks for joining us. And when we come back, Michael,
I'm going to talk to you about the Golden Bear.
The Golden Bear.
Working on a nightmare. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Welcome back to Hancock and Kelly. It's Monday evening. Hey. It is the 16th of May, I do believe. And Michael Kelly's alongside. You were telling me a fascinating story.
I want to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah.
Because we were just having a good conversation offline here. And it was a couple of weeks ago we were having this conversation, and I asked you, do you ever buy the off-brand Oreos? You know, the Oreos that, what?
Hydrox.
Yes. Yeah. And you then informed me that Hydrox had been around longer than Oreos.
Correct.
But are you a person who will get the name brand, or are you a person who will get
depends
the
on the product?
Yeah,
depends on the product. And so now I find a lot of the generic products at Snooks to be very good. For example,
I was just going to tell you I've discovered the best generic product out there. So you're into club soda. Yes. I'm into this bubble water. That's what I call it. It's LaCroix, Polar Springs, Perrier, all that kind of stuff. I like it. A little flavor, zero calories. Well, the other day I went to go buy my, canned water, and I was at the Schnucks, and they didn't have any other than the Schnucks brand. I have discovered at half the price, I like the Schnucks brand better than the name brand.
There's stuff on most
It's got
things.
More bubbles in it.
Yeah.
And more that's bubbles. What I like. I want bubbles.
More
like,
bubbles. How do you count the bubbles? In a,
well, you know what I mean. Just the taste when it hits your mouth and it goes in there. You know, it's extra.
Bubbles.
What do they call that stuff?
Call
carbon,
them bubbles.
Carbonation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more carbonation than you get in like a LaCroix. They're very limited bubbles in a LaCroix.
Well, a French.
It's passive. Yeah.
The French don't like a lot of bubbles.
They don't like the bubbles.
I mean, the champagne, of course.
Yeah.
But the LaCroix is, that's how you say that.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix. LaCroix. You know how they say the word, that they don't call it grapefruit taste.
Yeah.
Like you and I, if I pulled it out of a little grapefruit, they call it pamplemousse.
Huh.
I don't know why, but that's the grapefruit tasting LaCroix.
Pamplemousse.
Yeah. Do you like grapefruit?
I do.
Yeah.
Do
you eat them?
Yeah, except now because of the medicine I'm on, they tell you that there's something in the grapefruit.
Ditto, I can't have
you can't take it because of the medicine, which is, I don't understand.
Why the grapefruit and none of the other citrus?
Oh, yeah.
But thank goodness not the other citrus, because you... We spent some time together this weekend, and you told me that you believe the lime may be the most underappreciated piece of fruit on the planet.
No question about it.
It's far better than the lemon.
Well, the lemon makes you pucker up, and but the lime, it's just a beautiful thing.
How many? Where do you think they make all these limes? Because you go to
they grow them on the trees, Michael.
No, I understand, but I mean, think of how many limes are being grown in the world today. Think of how many drinks you order, even teas and Pepsis.
Stick a lime on there.
They put limes
absolutely.
On there.
Absolutely.
But stick all those limes. Right. And you know what? Next time you're at a grocery store, go to a grocery store. Stop in the middle of Missouri where there's nobody who lives there. They got limes.
Yeah.
Think about that. They don't grow any limes anywhere around there.
They literally grow on trees, Michael.
But not anywhere around here.
No.
But
no,
there's never a shortage of limes, even in the wintertime. Plenty of limes.
Yeah.
Oranges go away. They don't have oranges all year round.
Yeah,
some apples, they're not all
year round.
That's
what I say. The lime is underrated. And, and I also like the bean. The lima bean is very good as well.
Why? How did you never get into the bubble waters? I think they call it seltzer water.
This club soda.
Oh, man. I understand. It's essentially the same thing, but have you ever tried it with a little flavor?
Yeah, I don't like most of the flavors.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a lime? You wouldn't drink a lime-flavored seltzer?
Here's the problem.
Okay.
If you're going to have a flavor, I want to feel that sucker. And when you buy the water, they put such little tiny bits of flavor in there. It's like you're drinking water.
It's like an effervescence. It's not a full-on taste.
Yeah, and then if I want a lime, buy gum, I'm going to eat a lime. I'm not going to sip on water that's got maybe a little tiny taste of lime in it.
So what is your attraction to club soda, the carbonation?
I like the carbonation.
You like the little burp it gives you after you have a nice little soda? That's the best.
You can gulp it, I drink these liter bottles, and you just gulp them sometimes.
And then you're going to have a little,
and it quenches your thirst.
It does.
It's
zero calories. Now, I guess it's got a little salt.
Yeah, a little teeny.
But not much.
Yeah, right.
They say it's indiscernible.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's,
I thought we were going to talk about Jack Nicklaus.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I wanted to visit with you about the great bear, the golden bear. I don't know if you've heard what's been going on inside of golf.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, but there's this push with this new Saudi golf league called LIV that Greg Norman has been fronting.
Phil Mickelson.
Of course, Mickelson's all caught up in it, saying that he knew these are bad guys, but that's how he's going to get more money out of them, is accusing them of being bad guys. Greg Norman, in a press conference the other day, who's the face of this Saudi league, when asked specifically, you're being funded by KSM and the Saudis, and he said, well, sometimes people make mistakes in life, and you need to learn from your mistakes and move on. This is talking about a man who ordered the killing.
Yeah.
It shows you from a Greg Norman and for that matter, a Phil Mickelson standpoint, that the selfishness of their own thought process.
And greed.
Yeah. That they're willing to discount the murder of a human being as a negotiating.
Well, and understand, too, that's an oppressive government over there. They got a lot of money because they've got a lot of oil. But it's an oppressive government over there.
And how much money do they have? So this article comes out today that they offered Jack Nicklaus, arguably the greatest golfer of all time. And surely he has the most major championships to make that argument. There's somebody else in that argument, too.
Sure.
$100 million. They offered him just to be the face of this league.
Man.
Which is just going to be 8 golf matches around the world where they were going to pull all these great folks up, all the great golfers away. It's become a big political football, mainly led by whom I believe is the conscience of the PGA, Rory McIlroy, and others who are saying, no, we shouldn't be helping these people wash their money for sport purposes. But think about that, $100 million.
So
how much money? He said no.
How good for him.
And then he also put it in writing and said no to them. And he said, and FYI, I was one of the creators of the PGA Tour. I'm not about its destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But this $100 million, I mean, these guys are just slinging money left and right. And people's wills are going to be tested. It shouldn't even be an opportunity for Saudi Arabia to be able to do this
stuff.
So
do you think they'll
be... If Vladimir Putin was doing this, we wouldn't allow it.
Right.
Why are we allowing the Saudis to do it?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, they're going to... I guess enough people are going to say yes eventually, right?
I don't think so. I think they're getting some significant pushback. I mean, that's really what's driving this Phil Mickelson blackout right now is the horrible comments he made, and Greg Norman has kind of made himself a pariah inside of golf. Mm-hmm. But, John, this is not something that's going to be exclusive to golf. Golf is kind of one of the first sports that has tackled this. Actually, probably another sport with that's like same comparison is soccer, world soccer. The Saudis had tried to do the same thing, and, of course, our own Stan Kroenke was involved in it.
Of course.
And that fell apart, thank goodness.
What a bad dude he turned out to be.
But, I mean, they're trying to take this to tennis. They're trying to take it to, football, hockey, you name it. I mean, the Saudis want to make the Saudi Arabia and the Middle East the center of the world culture, and they're willing to pay whatever for it. And clearly they're willing to do whatever they need to people to accomplish their means.
Well, good for Jack Nicklaus for saying no to the money. Of course, he's got plenty of money, and that would have to be a temptation for a lot of people. I guess.
But he's so secure in his money situation that even $100 million is not going to blow him away.
Right.
But, and all these guys have made so much money off of the backs of the PGA for them to turn their back. But it's a more global question of whether or not we're going to allow the Saudis to be able to make themselves equal players with those of us in the free market world when that's not who
they
are.
Well, I certainly, for one, hope not.
Ditto.
And let's keep the old pro golf rolling just where it is. Well, we were just having a discussion before the show, and I guess you've been getting invited to parties that people are having inside their garages.
Yeah, that's part of living in St. Louis.
I've never heard
from?
Of such a thing.
Well, you've never been to somebody's house for a graduation party or a birthday party, and it's in the garage?
No.
Are you from St. Louis?
436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Am I the only one that's new to this?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about it after this.
I'm going to introduce you to Toasted Ravioli, too.
On KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Oh, yeah. It's Hancock and Kelly on a Monday night.
You yes? seriously have never been to a graduation party, a baptism party,
no.
a birthday party,
in a
family gathering?
No.
Where there's a garage, people well, like set up tables and you wind up eating in the garage?
I've gone to, I think, maybe one party, but the party was inside the house, so.
Yeah, but the house isn't big enough for everybody to sit on the patio or the furniture and all that stuff. And so what they do is they set up tables and stuff in garages.
Huh. I've never really heard of this.
So St. Louis. Like, I even know people, John, who like redo their garage floor. You know how garage concrete's got kind of slick concrete?
Well, and you got oil stains on there.
Well, most people, maintain that, especially if they're going to have people
leaves
in their garage
go in there.
To make sure. Then they keep it clean, but they'll change the floors, and they even have all their own garage furniture for when you are going to have folks. You can throw up a table.
Garage furniture.
Yeah, I can't believe you did. Well, I'll grant you this.
All right.
Earlier this past week, I was in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and I was like, what is this, the Mexicans invading? Is that what, because it's Texas, so who knows what they think. And they said, no, that's a tornado alarm. I said, well, should we go into the basement? And the guy looked at me and said, there are no basements.
Yeah, you don't have basements
They don't have basements in Dallas. Why?
I don't know.
Why do we have them here in the Midwest?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You know, the Oreos. The, what? Hydrox. Yes. Yeah. And you then informed me that Hydrox had been around longer than Oreos.
Correct.
But are you a person who will get the name brand, or are you a person who will get
depends
the generic?
Depends on the product. Yeah. Depends on the product. And so... Now, I find a lot of the generic products at Snooks to be very good, for example.
I was just going to tell you, I've discovered the best generic product out there. So you're into club soda. Yes. I'm into this bubble water. That's what I call it. It's LaCroix, Polar Springs, Perrier, all that kind of stuff. I like it. A little flavor, zero calories. Well, the other day I went to go buy my, canned water, and I was at the Snooks, and they didn't have any other than the Snooks brand. I've discovered at half the price, I like the Schnucks brand better than the name brand.
There's stuff on most
it's got
things.
More bubbles in it.
Yeah,
and more that's bubbles. What I like. I want bubbles.
More
like
bubbles. How do you count the bubbles?
You know what I mean. Just the taste when it hits your mouth and it goes in there. You know, it's extra
bubbles.
What do they call that stuff?
Call
carbon
them bubbles.
Carbonation.
Yeah.
There's more carbonation than you get in like a LaCroix. They're very limited bubbles in a LaCroix.
Well, a French.
It's passive. Yeah,
the French don't like a lot of bubbles.
They don't like the bubbles.
I mean, the champagne, of course.
Yeah.
But the LaCroix is that's how you say that.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix. LaCroix. You know how they say the word that they don't call it grapefruit taste.
Yeah.
Like you and I, if I pulled it out a little grapefruit, they call it pamplemousse.
Huh.
I don't know why, but that's the grapefruit-tasting LaCroix.
Pamplemousse.
Yeah. Do you like grapefruit?
I do.
Yeah.
Did I you, can't,
You eat them?
Yeah, except you know now because of the medicine I'm on, they tell you that there's something in the grapefruit.
Ditto,
that
I can't have
you can't take it because of the medicine, which is I don't understand
why the grapefruit and none of the other citrus.
All, yeah,
you know, but thank goodness not the other citrus because you were we spent some time together this weekend and you told me that you believe the lime may be the most underappreciated piece of fruit on the planet.
No question about it.
It's far better than the lemon.
Well, the lemon makes you pucker up, and you know, but the lime, it's just a beautiful thing.
How many, where do you think they make all these limes? Because, you know, you go to
They grow them on the trees, Michael.
No, I understand, but I mean, think of how many limes are being grown in the world today. Think of how many drinks you order, even teas and Pepsis.
Stick a lime on there.
They put limes
absolutely.
On there. But think of all those limes. Right. And you know what? Next time you're at a grocery store, go to a grocery store. Stop in the middle of Missouri where there's nobody who lives there. They got limes.
Yeah.
Think about that. They don't grow any limes anywhere around there.
They literally grow on trees, Michael.
But not anywhere around here.
No.
But there's never a shortage of limes, even in the wintertime. Plenty of limes.
Yeah.
Oranges go away. They don't have oranges all year round.
Yeah.
Some apples, you know, they're not all
year
round.
That's what I say. The lime is underrated. And, you know, and I also like the bean. You know, the lima bean is very good as well.
Why? How did you never get into the bubble waters? I think they call it seltzer water.
This club soda.
Oh, man. I understand. It's essentially the same thing. But have you ever tried it with a little flavor?
Yeah, I don't like most of the flavors.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a lime. You wouldn't drink a lime flavored seltzer.
Well, here's the problem.
Okay.
If you're gonna have a flavor, I want to feel that sucker. And when you buy the water, they put such little tiny bits of flavor in there. It's like you're drinking water.
It's like an effervescence. It's not a full-on taste.
Yeah, and then if I want a lime, by gum, I'm going to eat a lime. I'm not going to sip on water that's got maybe a little tiny taste of lime in it.
So what is your attraction to club soda, the carbonation?
I like the carbonation.
You like the little burp it gives you after you have a nice little soda? That's the best.
You can gulp it, you know. Yeah, I drink these liter bottles and you just gulp them sometimes.
And then you know you're going to have a little, you know,
and
a little
is your thirst?
It does.
It's
and it's zero calories. Now I guess it's got a little salt.
Yeah, a little teeny,
but not much.
Yeah, right.
They say it's indiscernible.
Yeah,
yeah. When it's you know,
I thought we were going to talk about Jack Nicklaus.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to visit with you about the Great Bear, the Golden Bear. I don't know if you've heard what's been going on inside of golf.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, but there's this push with this new Saudi golf league called LIV that Greg Norman has been fronting.
Phil Mickelson.
Of course, Mickelson's all caught up in it, saying that he knew these are bad guys, but that's how he's going to get more money out of them, is accusing them of being bad guys. Greg Norman in a press conference the other day, who's the face of this Saudi league, when asked specifically, you're being funded by KSM and the Saudis, and he said, well, sometimes people make mistakes in life, and you need to learn from your mistakes and move on. This is talking about a man who ordered the killing.
Yeah.
It shows you from a Greg Norman and for that matter, a Phil Mickelson standpoint that the selfishness of their own thought process.
And greed.
Yeah. That they're willing to discount the murder of a human being as a negotiating.
Well, and understand, too, that's an oppressive government over there. They got a lot of money. Because they've got a lot of oil, but it's an oppressive government over there.
And how much money do they have? So this article comes out today that they offered Jack Nicklaus, arguably the greatest golfer of all time, and surely he has the most major championships to make that argument. There's somebody else in that argument too,
sure.
$100 million they offered him just to be the face of this league,
man,
which is just going to be 8 golf matches around the world. Where they were going to pull all these great folks up all the great golfers away. It's become a big political football, mainly led by whom I believe is the conscience of the PGA, Rory McIlroy, and others who are saying, no, we shouldn't be helping these people wash their money for sport purposes. But think about that, $100 million, how much money? He said no.
Oh, good for him.
And then he also put it in writing and said no to them. And he said, and FYI, I was one of the creators of the PGA Tour. I'm not about its destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But this $100 million, I mean, these guys are just slinging money left and right, and people's wills are going to be tested. It shouldn't even be an opportunity for Saudi Arabia to be able to do this
stuff.
So
do you think they'll
be— Vladimir Putin was doing this, we wouldn't allow it.
Right.
Why are we allowing the Saudis to do it?
Yeah, and— well, I mean, they're going to— I guess enough people are going to say yes eventually, right?
I don't think so. I think they're getting some significant pushback. I mean, that's really what's driving this Phil Mickelson blackout right now is the horrible comments he made, and Greg Norman has kind of made himself a pariah inside of golf. But John, this is not something that's going to be exclusive to golf. Golf is kind of one of the first sports that has tackled this. Actually, probably another sport with that's like same comparison is soccer, world soccer. The Saudis had tried to do the same thing, and of course, our own Stan Kroenke was involved in it.
Of course,
and that fell apart. Thank goodness.
Bad, what a bad dude he turned out to be.
But I mean, they're trying to take this to tennis. They're trying to take it to, you know, football, hockey, you name it. I mean, the Saudis want to make the Saudi Arabia and the Middle East the center of the world culture, and they're willing to pay whatever for it. And clearly, they're willing to do whatever they need to people to accomplish their means.
Well, good for Jack Nicklaus for saying no to the money. Of course, he's got plenty of money, and you know, but that would have to be a temptation for a lot of people. I guess.
But he's so secure in his money situation that even $100 million is not going to blow him away.
Right.
But, you know, and all these guys have made so much money off of the backs of the PGA for them to turn their back. But it's a more global question of whether or not we're going to allow the Saudis to be able to make themselves equal players with those of us in the free market world when that's not who
they
are.
Well, I certainly, for one, hope not. Ditto. And let's keep the old pro golf rolling just where it is. Well, we were just having a discussion before the show. And I guess you've been getting invited to parties that people are having inside their garages.
Yeah, that's part of living in St. Louis.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, you've never been to somebody's house for a graduation party or a birthday party, and it's in the garage?
No.
Are you from St. Louis?
436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Am I the only one that's new to this?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about it after this.
I'm going to introduce you to toasted ravioli, too.
On KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Oh, yeah. It's Hancock and Kelly on a Monday night.
You yes? seriously have never been to a graduation party, a baptism party,
no.
a birthday party,
a
family gathering?
No.
There's a garage. People set up tables, and you wind up eating in the garage.
I've gone to I think maybe one party, but the party was inside the house. So
yeah, but the house isn't big enough for everybody to sit on the patio or the furniture and all that stuff. And so what they do is they set up tables and stuff in garages.
Huh. I've never really heard of this.
So St. Louis. Like I even know people, John, who like redo their garage floor. You know how garage concrete's got kind of slick concrete?
Well, and you got oil stains on there.
Well, most people, you know, maintain that, especially if they're going to have people
leaves
in their garage
go in there.
To make sure. Then they keep it clean, but they'll change the floors, and they even have all their own garage furniture for when you are going to have folks. You can throw up a table.
Garage furniture?
Yeah, I can't believe you did. Well, I'll grant you this.
All right.
Earlier this past week, I was in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and I was like, what is this? The Mexicans invading? Is uh-huh. that what? Because it's Texas, right. Yeah, so who knows what they think. Yeah. And they said, no, that's a tornado alarm. I said, well, should we go into the basement? And the guy looked at me and said, there aren't no basements.
Yeah, you don't have basements.
They don't
in
have
Dallas.
Basements yeah. in Dallas. Why?
I don't know.
Why do we have them here in the Midwest?
I don't know. I think it has to do with the quality of the lime soil.
Yeah.
And you're able to pour the foundation underground there and then build the house on top of that concrete foundation.
Well, you just made that up.
Yeah.
I think there may be something to it in
yeah.
terms of the sandy stuff
yeah,
as
yeah.
it relates to the more south you go. But it is interesting that we have basements here and they don't have them there, because he was like, we grew up with tornadoes, and what we were taught to do is go into the bathroom.
Yeah,
you're
the basement.
But there is no basement.
No.
Because I said, let's go to the basement. And the guy's like, we don't have a basement. And I was like, well, what do we do? He's like, well, we wait and see if there's a tornado, and if there is, we go into the bathroom. And I was like, why the bathroom? And they said, well, it's all the pipes and stuff that are there that gives it a better chance from blowing away.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
That's very crazy.
And then we went out into his garage and had a party, which
so
you wouldn't
had a
understand.
Party in the
no,
garage.
I'm kidding about that. But that's that is a St. Louis thing. People having parties in their garage.
I believe you.
None of your neighbors just like roll up the garage door. Well,
no.
your garage
it
door is facing the back of your house.
It may be that people don't invite me anywhere. I mean, it could be that could be the explanation.
But, you know, but most people's garages face the front. And so, like, I was just at a graduation party for my nephew, not too long ago. We were at a party in the garage.
Huh.
Yeah.
My garage faces the rear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so there's a perfect example. Say you were going to have a party.
Yeah.
And your intentions were to sit out on the because the weather was going to be nice. But if it was going to rain, you've got 50 people there. You can't have them all in your house.
I've had 50 people in my house.
Oh, Lord. You're just not going to make this easy, are you?
Well, I'm just saying.
Michael, you have been to garage parties or a party that winds up taking place in the garage.
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's just... You roll up the thing. Sometimes, if it's someone who doesn't necessarily have the nice things that you put on the ground, you just park the car, maybe out in the street or something like that, and everyone mm-hmm. comes out and, you got a fridge in the garage.
Most right. people have refrigerators in the garage.
I have a fridge in the garage.
You have a fridge in the garage. Yeah. What's in the fridge in the garage?
A lot of club sodas.
Uh-huh.
Got some ice, some frozen stuff in there.
So how can you be such a St. Louis Hoosier and have a refrigerator in your garage and not know... And not have had some folding chairs and some lawn chairs to have people sit in your garage. A
couple
with
of half and halves.
Half and half in the garage?
Well, because you got one in the fridge in the house and then...
Oh, it's a backup.
It's a backup half and half.
Is that where you all store the toilet paper, too, is on top of the fridge out there in the garage?
No. We got places for that.
Well, so why would you store the extra half? Half and half doesn't take up much space. Like, your spare garage...
But when I do the grocery shopping, okay? Yeah. Let me just say, I stocked the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I mean... we have to have the extras outside.
Your garage refrigerator is supposed to have like mass quantities of protein and meats. That's where you keep your meats and cold beer. That's what you keep, and maybe some sodas. I don't drink soda, so
that goes
in the garage. Half and half, ice cream, dairy, that doesn't go in the garage. Well, when are you ever going to use that stuff in the garage?
You're never going to use it in the garage, but when it's gone in the kitchen, you go to the garage and bring it in. That's how it works. It's extra.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Never been to a party in the garage.
I have never been to a party in the garage.
Where were your first parties when you were a kid? Did they have parties at the basements? You'd get invited over to your buddy's house?
Yeah.
The boys and girls and the parents would say, leave the lights on.
Right.
And you all are down there partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you've had parties in a basement before.
Oh, I've had parties in my basement before.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. But not in your garage?
Not my garage.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I mean, when we had, I threw this killer party years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was sad, but somebody in the ragtime community had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah. People came in from out of town.
Out of the country.
Yeah.
For his funeral. And so I threw a piano party at my house. Recorded the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was just player after player after player after player all night long. And so we had the piano upstairs. I had my electric keyboard downstairs in the basement. People were shooting pool down there, playing music. I mean, it was a phenomenal
party. What have you done with this recording?
It's sitting on my table in my office.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool thing.
It was very
cool. Who was the person who passed?
Traber Tischner from St. Louis.
Yeah.
He was legendary in the ragtime community. He has the largest collection of player piano rolls in the world.
Wow.
From the turn of the century. He'd written several books on ragtime, taught a course at Wash U about it, and was very loved and respected by everybody. He was a composer. He wrote some good rags back in the day, and he was the pianist for the St. Louis Ragtimers, who had about a 50-year career playing around town here and different places.
He actually had a course only on ragtime?
Yeah.
At Washington University.
On the history of ragtime.
Did anybody even show up and take it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Who?
There's a lot of
people who want to learn about that they're willing to pay that kind of money
if you like
at that
history,
kind of school to learn ragtime?
That sounds fun. I would have taken that.
Yeah. It's a fascinating history anyway, regardless. And if you like history, let me just say that any kind of subject that plumbs the depths of, a historic events is worth learning.
We even had classes when I was in college on the history of the Titanic.
Right.
I understand, but that's the kind of stuff that hacked your parents off, that you're there and you're paying, with my time, $150 a credit hour. You're to what? Badminton? That's not going to get you anywhere in life. Ragtime's not going to get you anywhere in life.
It got you a degree.
I paid $1,000 for you.
Titanic? Who sank the Titanic? Lord, you went to class for that?
That was an iceberg spoiler.
Couldn't you just watch the movie?
He's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. Michael's along here on the controls, doing a splendid job. And we've got one more hour to spend with all of you, and we'll do that after this on KMOX. Am I the only one that's new to this?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about it after this.
I'm going to introduce you to toasted ravioli, too.
On KMOX.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Oh, yeah. It's Hancock and Kelly on a Monday night.
You seriously have never been to a graduation party, a baptism party, a birthday party, a family gathering?
No.
Where there's a garage, people set up tables and you wind up eating in the garage?
I've gone to, I think, maybe one party, but the party was inside the house, so.
Yeah, but the house isn't big enough for everybody to sit on the patio or the furniture and all that stuff. And so what they do is they set up tables and stuff in garages.
Huh. I've never really heard of this.
So St. Louis. Like, I even know people, John, who like redo their garage floor. You know how garage concrete's that kind of slick concrete?
Well, and you got oil stains on there.
Well, most people, you know, maintain that, especially if they're going to have people
leaves
in their garage
go in there
to make sure. Then they keep it clean, but they'll change the floors, and they even have all their own garage furniture for when you are going to have folks. You can throw up a table.
Garage furniture.
Yeah, I can't believe you did. Well, I'll grant you this.
All right.
Earlier this past week, I was in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and I was like, what is this? The Mexicans invading? Is that what? Because it's Texas, right. Who knows what they think. Yeah. And they said, no, that's a tornado alarm. I said, well, should we go into the basement? And the guy looked at me and said, there aren't no basements.
Yeah, you don't have basements.
They don't
in
have
Dallas.
Basements in Dallas. Why?
I don't know.
Why do we have them here in the Midwest?
I don't know. I think it has to do with the quality of the lime soil.
Yeah.
And you're able to pour the foundation underground there and then build the house on top of that concrete foundation.
Well, you just made that up.
Yeah.
I think there may be something to it in terms of the sandy stuff it relates to the more south you go. But it is interesting that we have basements here, and they don't have them there, because he was like, we grew up with tornadoes, and what we were taught to do is go into the bathroom.
Yeah, you're
and
you're the basement.
But there is no basement.
No.
Because I said, let's go to the basement. And the guy's like, we don't have a basement. And I was like, well, what do we do? He's like, well, we wait and see if there's a tornado, and if there is, we go into the bathroom. And I was like, why the bathroom? And they said, well, it's all the pipes and stuff that are there that gives it a better chance from blowing away.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
That's very crazy.
And then we went out into his garage and had a party, which you wouldn't understand.
Party in the garage.
I'm kidding about that, but that's that is a St. Louis thing. People having parties in their garage.
I believe you.
None of your neighbors just like roll up the garage door. Well,
no.
your garage door is facing the back of your house.
It may be that people don't invite me anywhere. I mean, that could be the explanation.
Well, you know, but most people's garages face the front, and so like I was just at a graduation party for my nephew not too long ago. We were at a party in the garage.
Huh.
Yeah,
my garage faces the rear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so there's a perfect example. Say you were going to have a party.
Yeah.
And your intentions were to sit out on the because the weather was going to be nice. But if it was going to rain, you got 50 people there. You can't have them all in your house.
I've had 50 people in my house.
Oh, Lord, you're just not going to make this easy, are you?
Well, I'm just saying,
Michael, you have been to garage parties or a party that winds up being taking place in the garage.
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You roll up the thing. Sometimes, you know, if it's someone who doesn't necessarily have the nice things that you put on the ground, you just park the car maybe out in the street or something like that, and everyone comes out, and you got a fridge in the garage.
Most people have refrigerators in the garage.
I have a fridge in the garage.
You have a fridge in the garage. Yeah. What's in the fridge in the garage?
A lot of club sodas.
Uh-huh.
Got some ice, some frozen stuff in there.
So how can you be such a St. Louis Hoosier and have a refrigerator in your garage and not know... And not have had some folding chairs and some lawn chairs to have people sit in your garage.
A couple of half and halves.
Half and half in the garage?
Well, because you got one in the fridge in the house, and then...
Oh, it's a backup.
It's a backup half and
but
half.
Is that where you all store the toilet paper, too, is on top of the fridge out there in the garage?
No. We got places for that.
Well, so why would you store the extra half? Half and half doesn't take up much space. Like, your spare garage...
But when I do the grocery shopping, okay? Yeah. Let me just say, I stocked a refrigerator.
Yeah.
I mean... So we have to have the extras outside.
Your garage refrigerator is supposed to have like mass quantities of protein and meats. You know, that's where you keep your meats and cold beer. That's what you keep, and maybe some sodas. I don't drink soda, so
that goes in
the garage. Half and half, ice cream, dairy, that doesn't go in the garage. Well, when are you ever going to use that stuff in the garage?
You're never going to use it in the garage, but when it's gone in the kitchen, you go to the garage and bring it in. That's how it works. It's extra.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Never been to a party in the.
I have never been to a party.
Where were your first parties when you were a kid? Did they have parties at the basements? You'd get invited over to your buddy's house. The boys and girls and the parents would say, "Leave the lights on."
Right.
And you all are down there partying.
Yeah.
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 So you've had parties in a basement before.
Oh, I've had parties in my basement before.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. But not in your garage.
Not my garage.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I mean, when we had, I threw this killer party years ago.
Uh huh.
And it was sad, but somebody in the ragtime community had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah. People came in from out of town.
Out of the country.
Yeah.
For his funeral. And so I threw a piano party at my house, recorded the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was just player after player after player after player all night long. And so we had the piano upstairs. I had my electric keyboard downstairs in the basement. People were shooting pool down there. Playing music. I mean, it was a phenomenal
party. What have you done with this recording?
It's sitting on my table in my office.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool thing.
It was very
cool. Who was the person who passed?
Traber Tischner from St. Louis.
Yeah.
He was legendary in the ragtime community. He has the largest collection of player piano rolls in the world.
Wow.
From the turn of the century. He'd written several books on ragtime, taught a course at Wash U about it. And was very loved and respected by everybody. He was a composer. He wrote some good rags back in the day. And he was the pianist for the St. Louis Ragtimers, who had about a 50-year career playing around town here and different places.
He actually had a course only on ragtime?
Yeah.
At Washington University.
On the history of ragtime.
Did anybody even show up and take it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Who?
There's
many people who want to learn about that they're willing to pay that kind of money.
If you like
at that
history,
kind of school to learn ragtime,
that sounds fun. I would have taken that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating history anyway, regardless. And if you like history, let me just say that any kind of subject that plumbs the depths of a historic events is worth learning.
We even had classes when I was in college on the history of the Titanic.
Right.
I understand, that's the kind of stuff that hacked your parents off, that you're there and you're paying, with my time, $150 a credit hour. You're to what? Badminton? That's not going to get you anywhere in life. Ragtime's not going to get you anywhere in life.
I paid $1,000 for you.
Titanic? Who sank the Titanic? Lord, you went to class for that?
That was an iceberg spoiler.
Couldn't you just watch the movie?
He's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. Michael's long here on the controls, doing a splendid job. And we've got one more hour to spend with all of you, and we'll do that after this on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.